I blame all the press and everything that's up here for the stupid primary that we're about to go through. Yeah.
Now, is that this week?
It's Tuesday. And then they all go to South Carolina. Yay! Almost live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Josh, Barry J, and Michael, the Virtual Youper. Tonight, it's primary time in New Hampshire. Michael finds out that he has the NFL on his iPhone. And check out the Gadget Report, a new video cast at gadgetreport.tv. All that and more on Late Night QRM. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire. Here's Josh, Barry J, and Michael.
Josh?
Michael?
I see his mouth moving.
Oh.
I don't hear him.
I don't hear him either.
He has the look of exasperation on his face.
We do a podcast about technical difficulties. The latest and greatest technology that we can't run.
We need a junior high student in here.
Oh, jeez.
Can see you, Josh.
Well, his picture keeps popping in and out here. I get.
Now it looks like he's frozen.
There's his.
Oh, picture. Now he's moving. I see
him now. I think he's frozen now because he's got this goofy, puzzled look on his face when he's not moving. I wish I could snap a picture of that. Oh, there he goes. He's moving now.
Nothing, Josh.
No audio. Oh, if this was only a video program. Oh, such anger. I don't get it.
Anything?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of Christ.
What did you do?
Now it's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
No.
Seriously?
Oh, there you go. Now you're back.
I was going to say, the Google Plus software keeps dumping out my USB 2 mic.
Really?
Yep.
You guys want to switch over
to... dumping me altogether.
You want to switch over to Skype?
I can.
Michael, what was that invite that you sent me anyway as far as joining? What else was it called? That other one?
What?
Are you sure it wasn't me?
Actually, it was Barry.
It's another.
Yeah, it was Barry.
Yet another messaging thing we could try out instead of using text.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
As if it works better than Google Plus, I'd be impressed.
I think it's by Samsung.
Really?
Yeah.
I you know what? The funny thing too. I was just sitting here watching Will and Norm on Tested, and honest to God, watching their webcast.
Yeah.
And they were saying the same thing along with Gary, that Google Plus is floundering. You know, it's not taking off like Google wanted to or anticipated. And
it's taken off with the geeks and the nerd. Well, not the nerds, the geeks and people in technology. They all love it because they can write a bunch of stuff and put videos in there. And that's one thing I noticed. And a lot of people post their videos right there in it. And you can just pop onto it. But I didn't notice anything for just audio. So I guess you'd have to somehow put it up as a video. Probably MP4.
I suppose. Right.
If you want
to
do
it. Well, it seems like it's holding. Is it holding strong now? It seems like it is on my end.
So far.
So far, so good. And hey, everybody, welcome to show number 34 for this Sunday evening. It's Sunday evening here. What date is it? January 8th?
Yes. It is.
January 8th. So we'll start telling what date we're in. I've been posting. I'm posting the recording date because I finally got through all the summer/fall shows, and so the next one that's and I'm halfway through processing show number, what is it, 32 is next up. Mm-hmm. And the only problem with that is I gotta listen to it because we didn't take good care of doing the topic, or updating the topic, so I gotta go through it.
We didn't keep to the topics at all. I'll just face it.
Yeah, that's true. So I have to do. I have to go through that, and then that one will be up hopefully this week, sometime, and maybe I'll even get 33 up, and if I'm lucky, get this one out this week too.
I saw that on Angry Birds there, Josh.
Oh, damn it, shit. I got to turn it off. Hold on. Oh, yeah, get turn this thing down. All right.
You're playing Angry Birds while you're doing a podcast?
I'm just... Well, we haven't got to the topics yet, so,
I saw you pull your phone out, and then I started hearing the music. Jeez,
I can't believe it.
I'm right there with you, 100%.
Yeah, I see that now. Microphone rusting on his chest, and he's playing Angry Birds.
Fine, be that way.
Oh, God.
Actually, I was just waiting for the next catastrophic failure.
Yeah. That's
I'm
true.
Waiting to see smoke come rolling out of this thing, and in which case I'm probably going to run right out sometime in the course of the next week and get Mac Mini.
Well, I've got to tell you, there's been a lot of changes to late night QRM behind the scenes. Last week I took the plunge, and I had some questions because I wanted to move my registrations, my domain registrations, over to Hover. .com because frankly, well, not only did GoDaddy support SOPA, and then all of a sudden when they started losing business, they said, oh, we don't really support it. Yeah, you helped write it. But right. So I said, yeah, I'm done with that, because also every time registration, my domain would come up for renewal, I'd have to sit there and click through 15 different frickin' pages to renew the thing. With extra options, which they click, like, yes, yeah, include this, include that, and then I have to go uninclude, yeah, no, I don't want it. And so I've switched over to Hover, which is very clean and simple. Do you want to register? Yes. You're done. You register. You pay your money. You're done. So I moved all, I wasn't sure how I had to do it, because I've never transferred domain registrations before. So I called them up while I was at work. Luckily, it was around lunchtime. Because I said, so now how do I go about doing this? And the guy goes, oh, well, I'll step you through it. So he helped me get everything moved over. I have like 12, I think, domain names. And so I moved them over. And he said, I said, well, will this be okay? You know, I'm moving my registrations over. I said, what about my website sites? They're still on GoDaddy. Will there be any problem? He goes, no, that shouldn't affect that at all. You're just moving your domain registrations over. Well, yeah, as soon as I got them all moved over, GoDaddy, I don't know what they did. I don't know whether it was something I was supposed to do, but all of a sudden, boom, the websites were off the net. So, and I was planning, I had already signed up for, I joined up, and I'm posting now on 1&1, thanks to Michael's advice, and checked them out, and they had a good price, and they seemed to be, it seemed to, I had everything I needed. And so, and I had checked them out when I was originally setting up websites. So, I had an account there, but I wasn't ready to move everything over at once. I was going to do like onesie twosies when I had the time. And all of a sudden now I had to do them all at once. So that's what I spent the bulk of last week. Instead of, you know, post-producing shows and getting them up like I said I was going to do, I was busy trying to get the websites back on the web. But it was, I was successful and it was fairly good, fairly easy, easier than I thought. And I do like one-on-one. Boy, I'll tell you, you can just get in there, get everything done. I like having SSH, which allows me to get in there and, you know, just pretend like I'm right there on the machine, like I'm used to. So anyway, so all the websites are now moved over. They're all back up. The feeds seem to all be working. That shouldn't have changed anyway, because that's based on the domain name, and the domain names are repointed. So everything should be good. Now, other thing behind the scenes is, of course, what I use to edit the show and put everything together is a program called Adobe Audition. And I had noticed, every once in a while I go check, and I noticed, and I don't know when they came out with it. It's probably a year old now, but I was using Adobe 3, and I noticed they had upgraded to Adobe CS5, which you can get on a Mac now too, by the way. And it's exactly like the one that runs on Windows, so that's good. But I noticed they had if you're an owner of CS3, you can upgrade for like $99. And I said, well, that's not a bad price considering how much I paid for the thing. I said, I should take advantage of that and upgrade. And they happen to have a 20% sale going on. So I upgraded for like $79, which wasn't bad. And it adds, they changed the GUI around a little bit. I'm still trying to get used to that. But other than that, it seems more stable. And they've added a few more features. And so I'm looking forward to really playing with it for a while. And I'm actually recording the show in it tonight. Because I used to use, I can't even think of the name. Studio?
He thinks he's... Yep.
Studio Blaster?
He thinks.
Not Studio Blaster. Studio...
Studio Rack.
Studio Rack. But Mike's not supporting that anymore. And he's busy. His business for VidBlaster has really taken off. And that's what he's devoting, if not most of his time, or all of his time, most of his time. So, I've decided that, you know, since I edit the shows in this and it ends up being in Audition before I get it out on the air, I just figured I'd just try to record it tonight, see how it goes. So we're recording in Audition.
Cool.
So that's the news with the websites and why I didn't get as many. I did get one show out, and the other show I was going to try to get out last night, but it was getting late, and I said, oh, geez, I got to listen through the whole thing and write up the topics, so that's not going to happen because it was already like 11:30. So that's what happened behind the scenes at Late Night QRM, but you can notice we're ahead of schedule, man. We did two last week, and we're back on once a week for now.
Yeah. Stop it. I'll be here.
This seems to be a better night for Jesh.
It is. Sundays definitely are turning out to be a better night. One of the things I have to always make sure is what used to kill me was in the summer, my buddies would say, hey, let's go for a short ride up to wherever it's Ville. And I'd go for a short ride, and it'd end up turning into a 10-hour ride, and I'd never get back here in time.
Right. Well, so, yeah, summertime's always different.
I'm also now consciously aware of the fact that they're 40-minute rides are always going to turn into 5-hour rides, so I just won't go on Sundays.
Well, we can understand, you know, we only get so many hours off. So yeah, you got to do it.
This is my love. You guys are my, you know, my best friends, and this is what I love doing.
It's fun, and I think if we get back into it and we can start adding more topics as we go along. Again, this was a short notice one, so topics were kind of thin until Michael added some extras.
Bunch.
So that's cool. So, and by the way, I have been, the past couple of days, my internet connection has been really flaky, as in I've had to either restart, reboot the DSL modem, or actually go over and turn it off and back on to get the thing up and running. And I'm really concerned today because it was doing it like every half hour today. Excuse me. But
every half hour?
Yeah, it's I'm going to have to give them a call. I have a feeling if it's not a problem on their end, then it's probably my modem. Probably needs to be replaced. Because I'm just not losing the internet. I'm losing the PPP connection too. So it's
that sounds like a modem.
Well, it could be. It could be a line problem, but we haven't had any bad weather around here lately. So, you know, I know I'm out in the middle of nowhere, but and I actually don't think the fiber connection's that far away from the house. Because I think what they're doing is they're sticking their routers in metal NEMA boxes on poles.
Yep.
Because I you know, when they started offering this, I noticed a telephone pole with a new NEMA box on it. I said, betcha that's where my DSL comes from. Yeah. So, Josh, why is there a light flashing on your face?
My old Streamlight Stinger flashlight. It's, you know, Morse code. And
oh, okay. It's
meant to actually blind people.
Yeah, it's doing a good job.
It's doing a good job.
Okay. So, let's see. So, the weather here in good old New Hampshire has been quite warm and quite nice lately, and there's no snow on the ground. Matter of fact, I have green grass, and it was up near, today it was a little cooler, but yesterday it was up near 50, so I got out and started doing some spring cleanup, which, you know, it's January. I should be snow blowing the driveway, but instead I'm out there with my chainsaw and taking out some fallen trees that were leaning on others.
I'm out there with my chainsaw cutting the lawn.
Now the grass is green. It doesn't need cutting, but it's still green. Usually, but at this time, it's a nice. Well, usually at this time, I can't see it at all whatsoever.
Right. Be able to see the grass, especially up your way, probably till into April. At this point,
yeah. At least April, you know, March, maybe March, but usually around April. And it's so weird to see it. And usually when you see it for the first time, it's all brown and dead. Well, at least the leafy part is. So it's, we're having a light winter so far. Knock on fake wood. So what's it like out your way, Michael?
Well, we've had our warm spells, but I think we've had somewhere between 80 and 90 inches of snow so far this year.
Wow.
There's here in the harbor, there's probably only somewhere between 6 inches and a foot on the ground. And with the warm spells, it's a real nice glaze underneath that. So it's another couple of weeks, I think it'll be really, really getting into it winter-wise up here. But hey, I ran into a friend of mine. Well, I was sitting at the Mariner North this afternoon prepping for the show. I prepped with 2 pints. But okay, I was waiting for the reaction there. I was putting sure.
I'm prepped right now.
Okay. Yeah. Anyhow, I ran into a friend of mine, and he and his significant other had just come back from ice fishing on the lake that I live next to, and they said the ice is about 6 inches thick already. So it's,
wow.
They've actually been ice skating on that lake since well before Christmas.
Really? Because we haven't had ice on any of the anything yet.
Our harbor
a little
is
bit
open.
On the shore.
Yeah, the main wow. harbor's open, but the interior lakes, some of them have been frozen since Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Which is more
That's
more
normal,
normal for us.
Yeah.
It's just that we're behind in the snow. I think it was, I don't know if it was Weather Channel or Weather Service. We were just recently, the area up here, not our town, but a town nearby, was listed as the third snowiest in the country. And not just the contiguous 48 states. You know, for a population center, we were listed as the third snowiest. And I can believe that.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell from what's happening out there right now, but there's plenty of there. I think you go down the peninsula just a little bit down towards the what we call the Portage, because the 50-mile peninsula that I live on is actually an island. And the snow depth down there right now is about 22, 30 inches, somewhere around there.
Okay, you're fading out once in a while.
I'm fading out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Let me.
Not too much. Okay. It's like trailing off.
I muted the video.
So, well, no, you were trailing.
Or was I talking and holding the microphone further and further away?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think it was that.
That's what it was.
You're trailing off. Your sentences were trailing off.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, I start getting animated in my discussion, and it doesn't help when I'm getting animated with the hand that's got the microphone in it. But, all right, we'll try that.
We need to get you guys. We need to get you guys some.
I need a boom mic.
Yeah, microphone. Booms.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So. I got the stand right here. See, yeah. Barry J, there's the stand, but it's so, like, I got and here's the microphone on my chest.
Yeah.
stand light.
You need a boom. I've got four booms in here, but.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can hook this in here. My head. Welcome to Late Night QRN. My arm is getting tired.
I still
need a pop filter.
I'll look into getting a boom. Yeah. I need one anyhow.
I like the Heils. The Heils are nice. I have three Heils and then a cheapy one that I have as a.
I thought he said I like Pile so much. I'm sorry.
H-E-I-L. Heil. They make great microphones too, but I can't afford their mics. I wish I could. I would love to get one of the Heil mics.
VR-40.
Yeah. That's supposed to be really, really nice. But actually, these don't do too bad. Again, the only thing I have from here, this is technical issues. The only problem I have is I've got this thing in, it's a MXL990. And it's actually in a holder with the rubber band type things to isolate it. And it's mounted on a Heil arm, which is mounted to the back of the table. Yet if I tap on the table, you can hear it. I don't understand where that sound is being transferred to the microphone, since it's suspended and everything.
I want to say, based upon listening to it just now, it sounds like it's not the vibration coming up the arm. It sounds like it's picking up the sound of your fingers on the table.
Really? Can you only hear that?
Seriously.
I can hear. Yeah.
I can hear your fingers tapping the table.
But I should be able to grab the bottom of my pop screen holder like this, and you shouldn't hear that. I should be able to grab that and move it up and down because it's not in any way connected to the microphone, but you can hear this. You can hear me.
Yeah, you can hear it.
And I haven't figured out why those vibrations aren't isolated from the microphone, unless it's not touching anywhere on the frame. So I don't understand. But it's also more of a unidirectional microphone, which means it picks up more room noise. So I'd like to get a more directional microphone. One of these days.
Excuse me.
And I have an extra $450 sitting around.
extra $1 million for toys.
Yeah, that's not a problem I have right now.
So, Or even the mic you're using, Michael. That's is that the one of the standard broadcasting or stage microphones, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a stage mic. It's a Shure SM-48, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do sound for bands once upon a time, yeah, and I've still maintained some of them.
Well, it sounds good, and you don't have any problems with popping, and you're not even using a pop screen, so.
No, this is a regular performing singing mic, so it's already got some filters built into it.
Yeah. Sounds nice.
So. Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Well, as we were talking about earlier, this Tuesday is primary day in New Hampshire, and you know what that means? It means they all go down to South Carolina on Wednesday. Yay! Get out of here. Hey. So, and there were two. I didn't understand that. They had a debate last night, you know, and then they turned around and during the playoffs. So probably nobody watched it, except for true political junkies. And then I got up this morning and Emery had the TV on. I said, what are they doing? Showing last night's debate? Oh no, this is another debate they're having this morning. You're kidding me. You know, on Meet the Press, they had a debate. And I was like, didn't we hear everything they had to say last night or on the other 50 debates they've had so far this campaign season?
One would think.
So it'll be time to vote on Tuesday. Get them the hell out of here. And and poor WMUR Channel 9. Well, hopefully they filled their coffers with enough advertisements from them, and they're good to go for another 2 years or so.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So, when's Michigan's primary?
You know, I don't know.
I wonder if they're part of the Super Tuesday group, which I think is in March, isn't it? Sometime.
I would look it up, but I am scared to touch anything.
You don't want to consult the Book of Knowledge?
Well, I've had to reconnect to Hangout so many times tonight already.
Yeah.
If I touch the buttons, it'll go, let me take a look. Maybe I can do it. It'll only, crash six or seven more times for me.
But I gotta say, Michael, that it's a lot different. You're much cleaner, and before you would break up a lot in the past. Where you'd, your audio would be there, but you get the digital breakup a little bit now and then.
Oh, yeah. No, the connection's a lot cleaner. I just don't know what's going on tonight. Everything would be fine. All of a sudden, boing, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. So, well, Josh.
None of this slow silencing, into oblivion.
Yeah. Actually, I got my iPad here. I could do the search myself.
I'm looking it up now.
Okay. I'll let you look it up. So. Meanwhile,
if you hear a sudden cuss word,
yeah.
If you hear a sudden cuss word and then nothing, that's because my machine crashed. All right, Michigan Republican delegation 2012 election debates and primary, 2012 and November. What? It's already January. What the hell are you talking about? primary schedule. Here it is. And survey says, oh, she's running fast as molasses flowing uphill.
Your book of knowledge is slow.
Yes, it is indeed. Primaries. Iowa caucus, Maine, Colorado, Minnesota, Missouri, Arizona, Michigan, February 28th, 2012.
Wow.
It's a primary.
So, you're not too far away. That's before Super Tuesday, I think.
No, okay. And then after that is Washington, which is a caucus, and that's March 3rd. Mm-hmm. And then March 6th is Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, Massachusetts primary.
Mm-hmm.
And North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. So that must be that. That's Super Tuesday, March the 6th.
When's New York? So I thought it was like New York, California, Pennsylvania, those guys.
Nope. Let's see here. New York is April 24th. You have Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island.
Huh. So when is Super Tuesday?
Super Tuesday is March 6th, 2012, okay. And it will have Alaska, Georgia, Idaho, Massachusetts, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's okay. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In one spot. So. Okay. Cool. So, we've learned something today. Tonight.
It was edumacational.
So, and then the other big thing coming up this week is, of course, CES out in Las Vegas, or Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And Michael, you can't attend. You haven't been able to make it.
Well, actually, I was supposed to be on a plane this weekend to go there, but I got the okay from the day job to just watch it on the internet. And I'm okay with that this week.
Okay.
I really wasn't looking forward to just jumping out there again.
Well, you know, everybody, all the people that go out there that cover it, like Twit and Revision 3 and even, I'm having a brain fart right now.
Exactly.
Blueberry and who else goes out there?
Oh, everybody!
Yeah, everybody else. They're all kind of like, they're like, oh yeah, we're going out to CES. You know, none of them are thrilled to cover it. And
it's exhausting. I mean, I would love to go. I've been to it in the past, but I've done so many shows in Vegas that they joke about. You know, you've been there 2 or 3 days, and it feels like you've lived there all your life. They're not kidding. It's the way it feels after a while. And I was actually looking forward to going this year. It's been a while since I've been to CES, but it's become apparent that I've got to do some traveling at the end of this month, and two trips to the West Coast in 1 month is just more than I want to do.
Yeah, I could see that, and I would like to go some year just to go walk. I mean, they all have to work. They all got to not only walk and view everything. Excuse me, but they have to then put on their smiling faces, stand in front of a microphone and a camera, and actually produce.
Here's
something.
This guy with a tablet that thinks he's going to put iPad under.
Yeah, exactly. So I could see where that could be.
Yeah, very good, Josh. Yeah.
Yeah. So
well, that's what you see a lot of.
I'll be looking forward to listening to everything, but there's a. And I'm hoping he's going to cover it. There's a Neil Campbell, who used to be part of the Geek Beat, Geek Brief.
Geek Brief.
Yes, sorry. Geek Brief show. And he and Callie Lewis, they used to be husband and wife team. They've since split, and Callie went over to some other group and started Geek Beat, I think. That's the one. But Neil took a break, but now he's coming back, and what's the name of the show? Jeez, I wish I had it in front of me. I can't think of the name of the freaking show now. Geek Report? I know you watched it, too.
I watched it, yeah. I even plus-1'd it.
Yeah, I actually am donating.
I got Google up here. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Oh, I don't have it. Friends.
I think it's geekreport.tv. Let me see. Because I want to push it for
Gadget Report.
Gadget Report. Okay. Yeah. Gadget Report.
Gadgetreport.tv.
Yeah. Let me put that in the show notes because I want to make sure that we push that because he did the first one and he hosted it. And then he did all the post production, and it was I thought the production value of it was excellent. I mean, and it was informative, and it reminded me a lot of the of actually Geek Brief, except that Geek Brief had grown and gotten better. So If you've got a chance, go check out the Gadget Report. It's gadgetreport.tv. And he wants to get going on that. And I wish him all the best on that, because the first one was really good. And the reason I brought it up was supposedly he's going to cover CES, but he's doing it from home. In other words, he's going to, you know, peruse the internet. He's got connections with people. They're going to report into him, and he's going to show you the new stuff, but he's going to produce it, which for me personally will probably be better than watching all these guys standing in front of the other people. It's like, hi, I'm here at CES at the such and such booth, and what do you got there? Oh, and then they let these people talk their jive, which I don't care about hearing their jive. I just want to have a quick, brief synopsis. You don't need to spend 15-20 minutes on each device. You know, I just want to hear, oh, here's the new device, right. This is what it does, and this is who's producing it. You know, so I'm looking forward to his coverage on
look at cool website.
Gadgetreport.tv. And yeah, I wish Neil all the luck on this. And he has a donation button there. I decided to because I think it's worthwhile, and he does have a lot of talent on the post-production thing, and I decided to donate some money his way to help him get the ball rolling on here. Hopefully he can get some sponsorships and stuff too in the future. So we're looking forward to the CES stuff, I think. Has anybody heard anything that's going to be announced at CES this year?
OLEDs are going to be a big thing, it seems to be.
Yeah, OLEDs.
Yeah, and really expensive too, probably.
It's certainly not in my budget.
Yeah. I heard, and I've actually seen, I think the TV size will increase to 80 inches this year. My wife and I went into Costco during Christmas break, and there was a Panasonic 80-inch one there, and it was like,
no,
oh my God. I can almost say, you know what? In my house, that would be too much TV. You would have to dedicate an entire room to that, and then you'd have to sit pretty far away from it. Although it had a great...
You have to sit a half acre away.
Yeah, I don't want to have
to... Sit on your lawn tractor out in the yard watching TV.
I don't want to have to sit there, if I'm sitting in front of it, and have to move my head back and forth to follow the action on the screen.
your neck gets tired following everything back and forth with the dialogue.
But I think you're going to see a lot of companies coming out with 80-inch TVs now, and like OLEDs coming out. So, I don't know. I haven't heard too much more. Of course, Microsoft. This is the last CES for Microsoft. They announced that, and I don't think they're going to have any major announcements. So, of course, Apple has never been part of...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Ultrabooks is going to be another one.
What's Ultrabooks?
That's all the PCs are now trying to go after the MacBook Air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ultrabooks.
Yep.
Books.
I saw the same thing, Michael, and a couple of the other guys here. Well, like I said, Will and Norm were talking about how netbooks are a thing of the past, but they were kind of the ramp to go towards the ultrabooks, and I'd have to say I totally agree. You know, the idea was that they're going to get away from optical drives in the next year and a half, Mac, and then try and go strictly with downloadable content and software, and completely don't even bother putting the optical drive. By 2013, they won't put one in the MacBook Pro.
Well, they don't have it in MacBook Air, and the next Mac, rumors are the next version of the MacBook Pro is going to look an awful lot like the Air, except it'll be bigger. but it'll be just as thin as the air, which means no optical drive. If you need one, you get an external one, which, you know, I never use my optical drive on my MacBook. And they're going to probably do away with regular hard drives, too. They'll probably go with
solid state
ones. So and the rest of it will be battery, so you can have an 11-hour, you know, uptime on batteries on those. And I could see that. And the nice thing that Apple did, which the other guys have to catch up a little bit on, but they already have switched over for their MacBook Pros and, you know, their desktops. They already have an app store that sells all the software that you need from it. And at least they're selling all theirs, and it's all downloadable now. You know, you don't get discs anymore. And they remember who you are, so that in case something screws up, you can always log back in and re-download it. So there's no need to keep a copy around. So, and that works well, because they've already implemented that and perfected it with the iPhone and the iPad.
So. And the copies are valid for any machine within your household.
Yes. It's much cheaper.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you can... Yeah. I don't know if they're holding you to the 5-machine limit anymore, but it's, if it's, you know, within your immediate family, immediate household. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how many families have more than 5?
Max,
you know? All right. Shut up, Michael. You probably did.
No, I think I'm right at the limit there.
Okay. I've got...
For MacBooks, anyway.
Yeah, I've only got 2. I've got 3. And one's real old. One's a G4.
So you got the G4.
Yeah. But that's kind of a paperweight on the floor right now. Still runs and everything, but, you know, it's getting behind the times. Way behind the times.
A friend down the street's got a G4, and it's his Pandora machine. It just sits in the closet and plays his music for him.
Well, I could turn that into a file server if I wanted to. It would make a nice file server. But, I don't really need a file server. Especially now with the cloud and everything. So, let's see. I noticed you stuck something down on the bottom, Michael. Verizon NFL Mobile. Doe.
Doe! Doe! Yeah, it's definitely a doe moment. I mean, well, yesterday was a day from a day, which we can get into later in the show, but I worked paramedic standby on a hockey game yesterday, and I mean, that's kind of cool. I don't know, it getting paid to watch hockey, getting paid double time to watch hockey.
That's nice.
But the problem is, if I don't happen to be in town, it's a 2-hour round trip for me to go to town. It's $18 in fuel to go work, you know, 2.5 hours, sometimes 3 hours.
Mm. All right.
Well, so I'm at the game last night after some trials and tribulations, and everybody around me wants to know what the Detroit Lions are doing. And they're checking their Androids. Everybody's got AT&T, and they're getting the score, you know, delayed. And I'm thinking, you know, all these commercials I've seen on TV for NFL Mobile from Verizon, and it never really clicks because I don't have cell phone coverage here. And I thought, I think that's part of my package. So I go on, you know, online with the App Store with my iPhone, and I type in Verizon NFL, and it NFL mobile app. I'm like, oh, okay, and I download it, and I get the game and audio and from several different stations for free.
Really?
And there's video, and there's video packages in there too. So I, you know, downloading that, and I was, you know, actually keeping everybody up to date on the game last night as we're working, you know, watching this hockey game.
All right.
Then I'm thinking, well, this probably only works on, you know, on the CDMA network. And I come home, and I thought, well, what the heck? I'll power it up anyhow. It works on Wi-Fi. It, once it's validated that it's a Verizon phone, it works just fine on the local ISP on Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Now that's the dough moment, because we've had so many games blocked out up here that we didn't see this year and we couldn't get. And all of a sudden I realized I could have gotten them for free.
So it doesn't follow the blackout rules.
It's, well, because it's part of that subscription package.
Oh, okay.
So what I can do, and I tried it, what I can do with the iPhone is, you know, I can bring up, well, if you actually, some games you got to pay for, there's, but it's still minimal compared to not getting it at all.
Well, wait a minute, though. You're talking about yesterday, right? That was a playoff game.
Right.
So the regular season, you might be blacked out.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see next year.
They're talking about a subscription package there. Yeah. You're supposed to be able to watch whatever game you want.
Well, that would be we'll like DirecTV has the NFL package. And,
right.
And you
right.
can pretty much...
But you can buy these per game.
Oh, that's nice. Boy, I wish DirecTV would do that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the phone and like, okay, they've got to have the AirPlay blacked out. They didn't. Hmm. So I turn on the AirPlay in my iPhone. I run that to the Apple TV, which goes into the HDMI connector in our flat screen. Mm-hmm. And I'm using my iPhone as the receiver to watch the game.
So cool.
I got it. You know, I have to remember all this next year.
Yeah, really.
Like, and my wife is going, we could have seen those games. I'm like, I didn't know. I didn't.
Well, you know, this time, you know, next year, come September, it's going to probably be a whole new ball game. No yeah. pun intended. With streaming and everything. I also heard that you know, Verizon was having a little problems with that streaming because it was clogging up the networks a bit with everybody watching. So so it'll be interesting to see how that goes and see if these companies that are making money hand over foot whether they're going to actually, you know, invest in their network structure and provide more broadband, because the other story which is similar to that is the new Siri on the iPhones. Well, apparently the people that are using Siri a lot are they're the phones with Siri are using twice as much data bandwidth,
really?
I guess, yeah, on the networks, because every time you ask Siri something, she goes out to the internet and looks it up for you. So it's a lot easier if you don't have to sit there and type something out. You know, you're more likely, you know, hey, Siri, you know, tell me this, you know, and goes off and looks for you.
Oh, yeah, that bandwidth. That was the other thing. When I first powered this app up from Verizon, there's this big warning page. It comes up and goes, warning, all the data used on this application is billable. Unless you're one of the people out there that has the unlimited data package. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, those unlimited data packages are going to disappear. I have a feeling that even though I'm grandfathered in, somehow next year or so, within the year or so, they're going to say, yeah, we're doing, even though you're grandfathered in unlimited, guess what? You're getting a new phone. That's a new contract. You're gone.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
I'll fight to the end for it.
Yeah, me too. But you know, I have a feeling it's coming. So, oh well, let's see. We talked about Fannie Ho. that must be, we already talked about that. But is Fannie Ho? That must be Dutch or Scandinavian, maybe. Because that's how the Dutch pronounce O-O. It's a long O sound.
I mean, there's so many Finnish and Scandinavian people up here. I don't know exactly what nationality that is.
So what's going on with your Jeep? Problems with the impulse engines?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to give too much away in the notes there, but...
I thought that was...
Well, you know, so they convinced me to take this hockey game last night, and I'm like, okay, well, we'll try to get a number of things done at once, and you know, at least I'll earn a little extra money. Well, I would, right off the bat, I'll tell you, I'm in the red for yesterday. It's a haul to town. It's about 35, 37 miles to where I needed to go for the hockey game. Decided to go a little bit earlier and meet up with Mrs. Virtual Youper. We had some things we needed to do in town, so she had already gone to town earlier with my youngest son for basketball practice and bowling and such. So I'm just tooling along, listening to Mac Break Weekly, actually. I was listening to that on my iPhone on the radio, and I'm about 22 miles from home, and this red light lights up on my dashboard that I've never seen before, and it says check gauges. And I'm like, okay,
they're still there.
Gauges are there. Yep. Oil pressure's there. Yep, I got fuel. Battery's right at 10 volts. What?
What?
My alternator decided to go bye-bye.
Oh, no.
And it was pretty crummy weather, so I turned my headlights off. And I mean, it was daytime at least. So I turned the headlights off, and I turned the blower off on the fan. And occasionally the alternator would kick back in, or the regulator. I'm not exactly sure what the problem was. But, you know, you could see it start to charge for a little bit, and then it would stop charging. And I called my wife and said, well, we have a little bit of a problem here, but I should still be able to come to town and, you know, meet you. And by the time I got near the ambulance office, I was about a mile or two away, the windshield wipers wouldn't even work anymore.
Hmm.
And I thought, I think I need to make a detour. We'll go right to the ambulance station there and call my wife. So she came and picked me up. But the long and short of it was, is the Jeep's still down there. Unfortunately, since I was at the station, took the ambulance to the game like I would have normally anyhow.
Yeah.
But then my wife had to drive back to town last night to pick me up. So, and then that was another, you know, 2-hour round trip on diesel. So I'm really in the red for working that game yesterday. The only positive side is at least it didn't die here in town, and I didn't have a $120 towing bill to get it to the nearest
station. Right, jeez. Wow.
But this is the first I could have, you know, I thought about it, but it was nighttime, you know, 35 miles in the dark. I'm going to have to run headlights, and if the alternator gave out again,
yeah,
I don't think I would have made it home.
Right, and that's all you need to be stuck in the woods somewhere out in the middle of nowhere.
In 10 years and almost 250,000 miles, the Jeep has never stranded me anywhere. I didn't want to push my luck last night.
I'm sorry, did you say 250,000 miles?
Yeah, I'm just shy of 250,000 miles in that Jeep, and it's still, that's the original alternator. It's the original water pump. It's my fourth radiator, but I can't blame Jeep for that.
Wow.
It's too many gravel trucks around here. But I bought it new in 2001, and I'm coming up on 250,000 miles on it.
Wow, that's nice.
I definitely see you got a return on your investment there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's been a good vehicle, and I still have, although I think it's finally about time to retire it, but got a Mitsubishi Mighty Max four-wheel drive from 1988 that's been paid off since 1990. And that's got about the same mileage on it. It's right about 250,000. But that thing, I was plowing snow for the last 20 years with that one, and it's still running. Huh. The engine runs great. The frame, I think, is about to snap in half from rust. But
I know all too well about that one.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, you're breathing into your microphone. We're listening to you go...
Welcome to Late Night QRM.
Here's your weather forecast.
I thought for a minute there when Michael was in the middle of a story, I thought you had dozed off or something.
You can see me on the camera.
Okay, I was getting long sleep.
Yeah, but Michael was talking, so he was on.
I'm in the little window at the bottom of the screen.
I don't have little windows. I don't know why.
Are you still?
I still don't have little windows. I'm going to have to try another. Next week, I'll have to try another. I'm using Chrome. And funny, it doesn't work on a Google product.
I'm running Chrome right now, and I got three little windows at the bottom, all three of us, and then you're at the top because you were the last one talking.
No, I've got nothing. I've just got the main view of whoever's talking, and I've got a line, like a shadowing thing that looks like it's supposed to go under some pictures that are supposed to be there, but there are no pictures there, and every once in a while even the big picture cuts out. So
this is off topic a little bit, but with all the trouble we had getting started tonight,
yeah, I'm not touching it.
I want to see the Muppets remake their commercial. Animal, where you go, animal? Rover, say you. Just have, you know, instead of this nice.
Where you go? Where you go?
Where you go? I think that'd be appropriate.
Oh yeah. Oh my. So
Okay. So I won't breathe into the mic. I'll wrap toilet paper around.
Sorry, I didn't mean it. But you're, and you probably can't hear yourself doing it because I don't send you the feedback. No. Right? So
here's a toilet paper.
And it all goes up on toilet paper.
And I'll put that over top of the microphone, and now the microphone's got an April Fresh feel. Is that better?
And all you can hear is you going.
Well, it's two-ply extra lotion.
Oh, jeez. I think we lost Michael.
I'm back.
Oh, my. Who did nothing but
the runny noses. Cutting-edge technology on how to wrap your mic with toilet paper. That'll be a little side segment for Late Night QRM.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm just wondering why you have a roll of toilet paper there. Of course, I don't see what you're sitting on.
Hey, what is it there? Podcasting from my main office in the bathroom. Now, stall number two.
I was wondering what the echo was.
I didn't realize.
And I always keep an emergency security flashlight in the bathroom when I'm taking a crap. The toilet paper is, as we all know, is the New Englander's alternate version of a tissue when you got a runny nose and a cold, as we usually do in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, you know what? A roll of toilet paper is just as good as a box of tissues.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that explains why you usually have one attached to your belt.
My emergency tissue.
Right next to your buck knife. And
it's a poor man's hanky.
Oh, God. Yeah, and Josh, your vehicles are all up and running now? Because I know you were
having issues. The cross member frame broke on my four-wheel drive Chevy crew cab. And so needless to say, as I approached my truck one day, I looked at the driver's side and went, what's that funny thing hanging down? I don't remember seeing it hanging down before. And my truck's got a lift kit on it, so it's real easy to see underneath. And I went, all right, let's scoot underneath, bad knee and all. And I went, oh, my God. So the cross member let go, and that's what holds the transfer case up and part of the tail of transmission. it's a battle that I had with the truck for a while, spots in the frame, and it went to the shop for its yearly what I call skeletal restructure, meaning welding, rewelding, and reinforcing the frame, and that's all fixed up. And needless to say, my truck only gets about 12 miles to the gallon now, where usually Chevys get about 18. It's because I got about 500 extra pounds of steel welding the whole frame together. I could run straight into a brick wall. The frame won't bend at all.
Jeez.
But you do pay for it in fuel mileage. And the Mrs. car just got out of the shop up there in town where you're at, Barry. Let's see here. That's running like a brand new little 1998 Neon.
Well, that's that's good though, because you were on your way up here last week, I believe, in the car.
Yep.
And because your truck was in the shop, and this always happens, right? You're down to one vehicle. That's okay. And as soon as you put one in the shop, the other one decides to have a problem. But you're on.
Yes, sort of realized that the tie rod ends.
Yeah, you're on the road, and you say, I'm going. I'm on the highway, and about 5 minutes later, I get a call from. Yeah, the car is shimmying and shaking.
Honest to God, you could have made a shaken martini by just sitting the glass on the dashboard when the tie rod started going. It was vibrating so much, so I thought I was in a Shihatsu friggin' massage machine. And I thought, oh, shit, I better turn around quick because I'm not going to make it. And the very next day, that was my Christmas, New Year's present to myself, was I'm still gimping around with the recovering on with the left knee, but I still managed to climb underneath it, jack the car up, and I put new tie rod ends on both sides.
Oh, which,
you know, like any job that's supposed to take 20 minutes aside and be nice and easy, ended up being, let's see, I had a cutting torch, a 4-inch mini grinder, and a Sawzall to cut the one side out.
Oh, God.
We got her done.
Wow.
That's the thing about old parts is that they're never clean threads. And
amen to that one. You think, you know what, this should be, I should be able to spin this bolt out, undo this clip, put the new one in, and I'll be done in 20 minutes. And 2 hours later, you're like, okay, do I have any acetylene gas in the bottle? Because I got to cut something.
Because we all know that in New England, the salt and cold and mud seasons don't help. Add that extra adhesive on each things under your car.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to have some ground clearance. It's one of the things that's, Michael, you'll laugh, neons. We bought it as a little economy car, you know, putting around, and my wife likes it, and it's, it sits incredibly low to the ground. Well, every time it would rain or it would snow, and you get snow up, on it would make her around the engine cowl, the belts would start squealing, and you'd lose the alternator. It would throw the belts. So, needless to say, last spring, I decided I got to get some lift and some clearance under the bottom of this thing. It's the only Dodge Neon, I bet, at least around here that I've seen, it's got 2.5 inches of lift in between the spacers of the coil springs, and I put taller tires on it than when that's normal to just fit in the tire well. I got about a foot worth of clearance under the bottom of this knee.
Now, I can't say I've ever seen a Neon with a lift kit before.
I built a Ford Pinto and put it on a Jeep CJ5 frame. And that had 38-inch mudders on it, so I just, went into that little bag of tricks and figured out how can I modify this thing without screwing up the geometry of the steering, and sure enough, it works. Now you could go four-wheeling with that car, and it's a blast.
Just don't get rear-ended.
Yeah, a Pinto.
Yeah, really. It sits almost high enough now. Whatever hits it from behind, it'll just go.
Uh-oh. Who'd we lose? Oh, maybe we lost me. let's see. Something's going on. Google has really crapped out on me. I can't even join my own hangout. Well, this always happens. Ain't technology wonderful?
Hello. Yes. Yeah. Josh and I were having a great conversation.
I know.
And I'm thinking, damn, I still don't have a second mixer to get all of this.
Now, did I rejoin you or did the...
No, I hung. Actually, eventually it quit.
Okay.
Then I just...
Because
until I saw you, you disappeared entirely.
I lost all of Google, and it wasn't. I still had a connection. Here's Josh.
Yep. Hello.
Coming up. Hey, there hello. We go.
You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, it just went out, and wasn't my internet connection, because that's the first thing I said. Oh crap! I bet you it went out, and it wasn't. But I started trying to refresh anything Google and nothing at Google. I kept getting waits on every Google page that I had open. So
yeah, I went away as soon as I looked, and you weren't on the Google page anymore, and I hit refresh on it, and then it dumped my Hangout.
Yeah.
That's what I heard you go away, Michael.
Yeah. I see there's a note from Bob here, by the way.
Yeah, he couldn't make it. It came in while we were talking. This is about the time he puts his daughter to bed, so...
Yeah.
I'm hoping that maybe he can join in at a later time. You know, he doesn't have to be here at the beginning. I'll talk to him tomorrow at work. I'll tell him, hey, look, you don't have to be here at the beginning. Just jump in.
Reasons for the whole thing. Yeah, just jump in whenever.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually always late.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? I've got 3 videos out at the bottom now.
You do?
Oh, really?
Yeah. What the hell are you doing? What? He's got a spoon on his nose. Hey, can I do that with one of those fancy things? Is that a Google extra there? Like the reindeer?
Nope, that's a real teaspoon. See, look, I'll show you right here. You take it off, and I put tape on the inside of it. That's all for the effect.
Oh, God. Taping spoons to your nose.
Oh, you know, it's for the effect for the show.
Well, I've seen that where people rub it or something and then they can make it stick to their nose. Yeah. But
I tried that. It kept falling off. And I'm like, you know what? This will make the guys laugh. And I thought, and then I kept falling off. So I found some masking tape and taped it on.
Oh, man. Well, we're back and it still sounds good. Michael, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh, your picture's down there. I'm a little nervous of the connection right now.
They've got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Jash.
Oh, no. He's got the extra on.
Yeah.
If only this was a video show. Continuing on in our notes, coding at the Manor North. Wood stove?
Mariner, yes.
Mariner North. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to conserve on the heat in the office here, and still waiting for the propane tank to be delivered. So still got the space heater, which is costing an exorbitant amount of money. And, you know, last year I supplemented by using, there's a wood stove in here.
Mm-hmm.
But a little problem with wood stoves, and that is it generates ash. And,
yes,
I was spending a lot of time cleaning up all my electronics in my lab here. It's not a good mix. Eventually, yeah. I want to put in a wood boiler.
Not only that, but with the wood stove, unless you keep it going all the time, you've got to, by the time you get a nice, good wood, you know, a fire going, and it heats up the place, that's when we're done. And then you got to worry about whether you want to leave the place with the wood stove fire going.
Yeah, that too.
So yeah, I've always
I've opted not to do that this year. I don't. What the plan is, both for here and the house, I'm going to be putting external wood boilers in. There's no neighbors to bother, and the only neighbors that might even possibly be bothered are all heating with wood anyhow. So it's not an issue up here.
Hmm.
I'm one of the few people that heat solely by propane, actually.
Yeah, as I've got propane stoves in here. I've got in the past, I used to have baseboard propane heaters in this room, but they were electric. They had electric fans. Actually, the fans were nothing more than what you'd find in a PC. You know? Mm-hmm. But when they go on, they'd click on, you hear this click, and then you hear this as the fans were zooming up, and you could always hear it when we were podcasting in the background. Well, those things finally went, and so I replaced it with a propane stove that has the fake logs and everything, which is very quiet and nice, and keeps the room nice and toasty. So, because when I'm not up here, I crank the heat down to like 62. Uh-oh.
Oh,
we just lost Michael.
Oh, no. I think he moved too quickly, and the internet just dumped him.
Wow. That's because it's every time he moved quickly before, or he turned around, all of a sudden he would dump out. So
yeah,
that's kind of.
I'm sure he'll join again.
Yeah. So, but
one would hope.
You would think so. So what else?
We were talking about.
What's that?
Huh?
Huh?
I don't know.
Eh?
Huh?
What?
Who? Thanks for listening to this podcast of two guys going, what?
Yep, there he comes.
Hey, there he is.
But he's coming.
Trying, hoping. And it does take a while, too, to get that Google Plus software. Oh, now I just got a third window.
Yep, mine just came in. And
oh, there it is. He's showing us his propane heater.
This is the propane heater I would hook up if I had a tank. If I only had a tank.
So you look at it and think warm thoughts.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was reaching over to grab this to show it to you guys, and I see this message pop up on my screen saying, we can no longer reach the Google server. And I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Yes, we were saying this. It seems like as soon as you make a fast movement or turn around, it bumps you off. Don't go too fast.
Slow, calculated movements.
We've got a limited amount of band space, and if you move too fast, try to conserve the pixel movement, or the pixels. If you don't move, the pixels don't have to change.
Oh, that's too much.
Our listeners can't see my conservation of video now. You're moving too fast, Barry.
I'm sorry. I don't want the Google to drop me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm shaking my head. I shouldn't do that.
Don't shake your head. We're going to be kicked
Your hair's going to move. We're all dead. The internet is down for good.
Oh, no. I turned my head. All righty. So... Oh, you had, okay. I think we talked about that, didn't you? You talked about, maybe you didn't give it a, boy, we should sponsor them. Bell's Best Ale. Bell's Best Brown Ale.
Oh, Best Brown, yes.
Hmm.
Sounds... That's what I was, my homework before the show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Well, it was good.
Well, if it was bad, he wouldn't have drank too.
I don't know about that first pint. I better have a second pint just to be sure.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Speaking of that, we've got a couple of people at work that they do their own brewing of beer. And know Nashua has a shop where you can get all the stuff, but that's a tad far away for me unless I go after work or something, but they just supposedly opened one store up in Keene, so I may have to go check that out sometime. And
it's a wicked good microbrewery up there in Keene.
The one at the Colony Mill.
Yep.
Yeah, that is good. So, but I was thinking about trying to brew myself.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's one of the things I'm looking to try and do also.
Yeah.
Pick up all the supplies and brew up a batch of, well, hopefully something that's palatable.
Now we ought to do a show on that. We should probably just get together.
We should do a vidcast on it.
Yeah, we can. I mean, I got video QRM. Throw it on. I can throw it on this one, too. If that would be a good idea. We'll discuss that. And, and especially if, the rumors are true that you might be moving out this way again, where you're closer.
The rumors, that is absolutely confirmed.
That would be excellent.
As my beautiful bride and I drove out there today, we were talking about it. And it wasn't just that, oh, you know, it'd be nice and da-da-da. We actually sat she said it to me. Rather, usually it's her telling me, shut up. I love the area too, but... Right now, it's just not good for us, you know, as far as the logistically. And except this time, riding back up through Monadnock and Cheshire County, she said, you know what? We got to get the hell out of out of Studio N and get back up to Studio J.
Yeah.
And she actually said that. She says she's done with being here in the city. And I can tell you, I absolutely hate living in the city. I've never been more uncomfortable in my life.
Well, now's the time to look for some properties because.
Well, I was originally saying that to you when I spoke to you on the phone earlier when I had to ask you where Five Guys was in Keene because we had to stop for some lunch. But the idea was, as I said, you know, thinking about spring, but after talking to you, what you just said. I heard you say about 7 hours earlier in my head, which was, you know what? If anybody's got something, a lease that they're looking to fill, a nice house, now's when they want to try and fill it up, when it's before the winter rolls around and they don't have to worry about it being heated and pipes bursting and stuff like that. So I thought, food for thought.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what deal you have on the current place you're at, but you should be coming up here and taking a look. At least.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to do next weekend, too. I'm coming up your way.
Okay. Cool. Maybe we can plan after you're done looking around to do something.
Yeah.
Since last time you couldn't make it up here.
Yeah, well, exactly, because I probably wouldn't have made it. I'd ended up in a ditch on the side of one of them country roads.
Yeah. And then one of these days we'll get Michael out here to come visit.
You know what?
He's dying to come out.
So. It can't be soon enough. Chris and I really could use a trip out there.
Yeah.
That, and I am totally stoked. Barry and I have been saying it for over... here's my cat. So if you hear... this would be Pookie. And yes, it's we were saying about taking a drive all the way up and over and out to see you, Michael. And I mean, Debbie has said to me on more than one occasion, you and Barry should just go out there and drive out and go see Michael. And I'm like, I am dying to go do that. So
it would
much.
Be awesome.
We should try to plan that more in the summertime area, I think, because I don't think I'm going to be driving across in the weather.
Probably not.
Driving across Canada or whatever to get to you. I'm not sure how we'll go, but
yeah, that's right. That's because you can go up through Canada and down, or you can do the long way, which is not going through Canada, and staying in the U.S. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah, it's. I think it's faster to go through Canada from here.
All right, I gotta go get my passport done again.
Yeah, I'll start bugging you like I bug my wife. She doesn't have one either.
Yeah, I think our best bet of getting out there ourselves, though, Chris and I coming out during the winters sometime.
Really? Yeah. Well, are you going to drive out or fly?
We both work like four jobs during the summer. So.
Oh, yeah. that's tough. So, I see a kitty tail.
Oh, yeah. That would be Pookie, her highness.
Oh, jeez. I think, let's see. Did we... Kalamazoo, Michigan.
That was the best brown ale.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Cat eyes.
Following a path.
Oh yeah. Just like there's another phone out there. There's another social network called Path.
Oh yeah. I remember the guys talking about this.
Yeah, except this one's actually, seems to have like privacy in mind, but I didn't initially bite because the first version of it would only support 50 friends, which to some extent, if it's a tight closed network, then 50 friends is actually a lot.
Right, I heard about that, but did they just announce Path 2 or something?
Yeah, now it's 150, I think. Okay. So I'm just getting into it. I just thought I'd throw that out there. I've loaded the app. It's Android and iPhone.
Okay.
So you're all signed up then.
I am signed up.
So the virtual Uper is signed up.
Virtual Uper. Yep. There goes
I will have to check it out.
Anonymity. Yeah. I'm not anonymous anymore. No, that's all right. That'd be the first thing to look for me anywhere.
Barry Edit.
Barry J. Edit.
What? That he's the virtual Uper?
You can always look for me at virtual Uper. That's fine. If you see me in a chat room, it probably is me. It's not like a name that somebody's going to imitate.
So what does Path have? Because I've heard of it, but I got to say I haven't read up on it or anything.
Well, I really just signed up this weekend, so I can't say that I'm an expert. But okay. It really has this. The user interface looks obvious and friendly. And
okay.
I'm seriously looking at getting my mother on this right away because, as I said, this looks a lot more closed and clean than some of the other networks out there, should I say.
Because Google Plus can be as open and private as you want it to be, which I find nice, but it's just not really... I mean, geeks are catching on to it, but the rest of... Yeah, everybody's stuck on Facebook.
Not particularly user-friendly yet.
No. The UI sucks. I'll say it. The UI is not nice.
Well, it's obvious to a geek, but I haven't even tried to talk my mom through getting on Google Plus yet.
But I think for the normal people, it's going to be, I don't know. I don't think you're ever going to get them away from Facebook. It's like when PCs first came out and all the geeks went and got PCs and everything, and then, nobody else really got them, and then PCs came to the normal person, And so they all went with Windows. They didn't go with Mac, or they didn't go with that because, you know, that's what they were using at work. And, you know, and they tend to stick to that one type of computer
platform.
Yeah. Platform. And I have a feeling even the social networks are going to be that way. It's like, you know, Facebook was first on the scene. And
well
which we call MySpace was, but
right.
It was clunky, I guess. And but Facebook, I don't know how it happened and why it's so big, but it does work, and you know, it's gonna be tough for anybody to outdo it.
I actually heard word or rumor, and again, it's just rumor, but that there was going to be a Facebook phone out at the tail end of 2012.
I heard something similar to that, and I know nothing about it. They were talking about creating their own phone, and I'm like, why? You got the Facebook app on every right. phone out there, so why do you have to create your own phone?
Who knows? I mean, maybe to try and jump in on the market. One of the other major decisions that I honestly say that was made was, and talking to my better half, which was, this is going to become a totally Mac Apple driven household.
She's not gonna like that.
No, she's actually pretty stoked about the idea.
Well,
she really is.
Really? Has she played on it?
Yeah,
she played with Mac.
She's played with your MacBook Pro when we come up, you know, on the holidays and for visits, and she's opened up. And when I told her, I'm like, look, World of Warcraft runs 10 times faster on a Mac than it does on an IBM platform machine. She's like, okay, I gotta get one.
Well, that would be that'll be something to see her switch over to a Mac.
I know, then again, I mean, it was a big change. It was a change when I watched you switch over, but not a huge change because you've been writing code in Linux. For her, I mean, she was a Windows, Mac, Microsoft IT professional for 20 years. You're right. So I guess it'd be a bigger change or a bigger hurdle for her.
I mean, I've naturally used Microsoft Windows. As a matter of fact, that's what the main machine that we record on is, because it is a pretty hefty machine. I'm a Mac person now. You know, I've always been
Apple.
I've never really liked Windows that much.
Right.
I just, you know, using it, I use it because that's where the software was. That's where, you know, they had 90% of the market. But I'm like, they could do things so much better. And so much, you know, why didn't they do what Unix is doing and do things that way? And of course, then when Mac, several years ago, when Steve Jobs came back and he brought the Next system with him, and of course that was Unix based. Yeah, you know, they've pretty much gone Unix based. So yeah, I still use Windows, but I'm not real thrilled with it. And when I upgraded this, I was so tempted to upgrade it and just get the Mac version. But this machine truly is a pretty powerful machine. Yeah, you know, it's a quad machine, so it does work. It's a lot easier to edit on this machine than just on my MacBook Pro. If I could get a quad Apple machine,
right,
I would definitely do that. But
let me ask you guys a question, because you two are my best friends and resident experts on something that I'm really hearing more and more and more about, and I want to learn about, which is Apple TV.
It's a mystery. Which Apple TV are you talking about? The little puck?
Yeah, the little box, and then you plug it into your flat screen regular TV, but you can receive.
Well,
what's the deal with that? I mean, is it worth doing? Is it like a Roku?
Michael, how's that work? It is like a Roku.
It is like a Roku. Yeah,
you have one, don't you, Michael?
Yeah, I've got one. I am a bandwidth limited up here, so you really need to look at. I mean, I like it, especially the Airstream angle of it. I can use one of the development iPads or my iPhone or even the iPod Touch and stream the content from that device to the Apple TV to my flat screen. That's a neat feature to be able to do. Mm-hmm. I actually have problems with my Apple TV that I don't think you guys would have, and that is it automatically, through the HDMI cable, it's communicating to your device to see, well, you know, what bandwidth it should be trying to stream at. Okay, this mm-hmm. TV's got X resolution, so I should be getting X bandwidth out of the net to support it. Mm-hmm. And my internet connection here cannot keep up with a lot of the content on Apple TV.
Oh, so instead of seeing what type of internet connection you have, it actually looks and sees what your TV can handle.
Right, and then it tries to buffer accordingly.
Yeah.
So stuff that works just great. I'm using Netflix on my iPhone, iPod, iPads, and it's working great in my home. Uh-huh. If I try to look at the same content, even on Netflix, on my Apple TV, it tries to go to the next level up of resolution because of the device it's trying to support. So I'm getting off to a tangent here, but the big issue, I mean, I like it hardware-wise. I think it's they've got a ways to go. Some of the comments about it being Apple's hobby, I think, is still an accurate statement. But the extras there, the Airstream and everything else, I really like. It does have some content deals that the other companies don't have, so you really got to decide what it is you want to watch and then look into Roku or look into Apple TV or look into... Is there another real company? It's certainly not the Google.
There's one or two, but those are the main. I have a Roku. Matter of fact, that's what we watch TV on. And I've been hearing more and more and more about Apple TV. And I thought, well, what is offered with Apple TV that you can't get on, say, a Roku or someplace?
Here's my input on it, and I don't have one. I have the original Apple TV, and I'm a little miffed that they orphaned that for the Puck Apple TV, because now, you know, there was a bunch of us that bought the Apple TV, and now it's like, oh yeah, well, that was you know, we were playing around with that. It was a hobby, and it's gone now. Well, thanks. Now I've got one. And it cost a little more than $99 at the time, too. The least they could do is let me turn it into a server or, you know, a file system, storage.
Right.
The new Apple, I was doing the same thing. I was looking at the Apple TV 2 versus the Roku, and I was looking at the Roku more because Apple TV, pretty much you got to buy everything individually. It does. I think it does run Netflix, doesn't it, Michael?
Netflix. The rest of it, you'd be buying episodes out of the iTunes store.
Right. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
They do have deals like the Major League Baseball. They've got some of the sports packages they do have that other ones don't have. That's why you got to look at the content that you want.
Great.
Right.
Okay. But if you're looking at TV shows or movies, you're paying, even for TV shows, you're paying per show. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like $1.99 or $2.99. Something like that.
Yeah. See, you have that option on a Roku now anyway. When you go to the Roku has the Amazon channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go there and watch, you know, per episode, and it's $1.99 or $2.99 depending upon what the show might be. $3.99 if it's a movie, but I also have subscriptions to Hulu Plus and Netflix, and I can just watch as many movies as I want. It doesn't cost anything.
Right. Yeah. Do they offer Hulu Plus on Apple?
Yes. Oh, sorry.
On Apple.
I don't think about Roku.
Michael?
I don't remember. I don't think it's on the Apple TV.
Well, I almost picked up a Roku box, and first of all, I have an Xbox. I've got my Blu-ray, and I got my TV, and you know, I was looking at that, and I said, well, geez, you know, everything I get on the Roku box, I can get on these three things. So I kind of said, well, let me just see how I can go with just these three items, and do I really need to get yet another box to put on there? And so far, you know, pretty much everything I can get on a Roku box, I can now get on my TV through one of those thing. Right. Now I started getting more interested in the Apple TV, the Puck, because of the AirPlay. You can, if I got my iPad here, I can actually wirelessly connect it to the TV and, you know, basically watch what I'm watching on the iPad on the television set. I don't know what that buys me, though, other than maybe yet other videos or something, because, you know, I can get the same stuff on the Apple TV by itself. I'm not sure what it buys me, but it's kind of a neat technology.
Some games can go through AirPlay as well.
Yeah, I'm not. I got my Xbox, you know.
Yeah, but it is the AirPlay angle that I use it for the most.
Yeah,
I mean, you can on the iPad 2, you can plug an HDMI cable into the adapter on the iPad 2 and plug that directly into your TV as well. But I do like having having it going through my 802.11n network and sit on my couch and stream whatever's on my iPad to the TV.
So now, and I was lazy there. I was very close to picking one up, but I think they're going to be announcing a new Apple TV version coming up soon. And
I heard the same.
And the reason why I'm holding off is because the current Apple TV is high def, but it's 720p high def. And from what I heard in some of the rumors, is the next one might be 1080p. So I'm just holding out because I really don't need one.
Right. So. I appreciate the input, guys. Because this is one of those things you start to hear more and more about, and you thought, yeah, you know what? Let's talk to someone who's got it, who's done it, and it doesn't sound like I'd really be gaining a whole lot. I already have a Roku, and I love it.
Yeah,
The remote on the Apple TV will drive you nuts. I'll tell you that right now. The minimalistic, you know, a couple of buttons on it, you're scrolling through stuff left and right. I know a lot of people have gone to, there's a app you can buy for your phone that turns into, you know, a real remote. I'm one of the few people that hasn't lost my Apple TV remote.
Yeah, is it still the little thing?
Yes, it is.
Because I think the next version, that's the other rumors, they're going to come out with a better remote control for it.
It actually has more than two buttons on it or one.
Yeah,
button.
Well, it'll still be minimalistic, but it'll be bigger so you don't lose it.
Just like the remote. The remote on my Mac Mini, I think, is even smaller. I think I've got one sitting here. Mm. Did you get the remote with yours when you bought that?
No, I did. Did I? No, I don't think so. Maybe I did. Yeah, I think I did. Because I got one with my MacBook Pro, too. And it's just this little thing, and you can lose it very easily. And of course I got the same remote for my original Apple TV. Yep, that's the standard remote control.
And the one for the Apple TV is now a little anodized one that's a little longer, a little thinner.
Yeah,
wow. It looks like the early iPod.
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does. It looks like one of the minis, the iPad minis or whatever. So all right, guys.
Every time
well,
I look at one like this, I remember did Stephen Wright and his routines. Did you ever see Stephen Wright with the?
No, I probably haven't seen.
I've watched a lot of Stephen Wright stand up, but not that one. Not one related to a remote control.
I would not do it justice.
Wright, we'll have to look it up.
I was going to say, I was wondering if he's going to break into a Stephen Wright, you know, routine.
Well, guys, it's we're going on an hour 37 minutes. We just passed an hour 37 minutes here. So I think we should call it a show.
All tonight? Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good one. And
it's a show. Minus the technical difficulties.
Yeah, we get them every show. it's part of the show. It's called the Technical Difficulties Show. It's, you want to hear three guys scrambling to try to talk to each other on the internet? That's our show for you.
Exactly.
So,
one of our kids to be a producer. Yeah, take care of that.
Yeah. Oh, it'll run smooth then. So, we want to thank all the military people out there, overseas and local, for doing what they do. And, some of you are coming home. Others are staying overseas. We hope you get home real soon, and thanks for what you do. And for music. I haven't picked it yet, so I'll, like I did on the other shows, I'll cut in at the end when I find song, because it's getting harder and harder to find good pod-safe music these days. Actually, the past couple ones are probably three, four years old. But I'll find something, and we'll put it out there. So, from the southwest corner of New Hampshire, this is Barry J.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Michael, the Virtual Eeper.
And we'll see you next week. Tonight's musical guest is Dirk with I'm In Here. Samson, speak! Good boy.